Eric Castro is running unopposed. At 33 years of age, he's still learning the ins and outs of local government. He says he doesn't have an agenda.
I have zero agenda. I'm coming as a novice who just wants to do something good for their community.
He just purchased his first home this spring and has been calling Petersburg home for about 6 years. He moved here from a small town in Northern California to work at the U.S. Forest Service. He works as a pre-sale timber crew in fisheries. His duty includes surveying waterways looking for fish presence in specific blocks of land.
I never saw myself as a political person at all, and I don't view this appointment as a political position, more of a community service sort of endeavor.
Castro says he was approached by Assemblywoman Cindy Lagadakis about running for the open seat. He then asked Assemblyman Jay Stanton Greger for more details on what the role entails. After mulling it over a bit, he decided to give Assembly a shot to get more involved with the community.
I will put my heart and soul into making sure that I do the best job I can at this position. I look forward to getting more into it where I do start developing, you know, viewpoints as, you know, toward, you know, like Parks and Rec, which I think is very important, or, you know, the public safety or any other aspect.
Since he moved to Petersburg in 2009, he's been involved in the community in a variety of roles. He has participated in the search and rescue team at the fire hall, he's helped coach Little League, and he's on the board for the Rainforest Festival. He says he is familiar with the basics of Robert's Rules of Order, but his first action will be to listen.
That's something that I like to do, is to take in both sides of the argument and have it so it's not an argument, but where you just have viewpoints on either side, both of which can be good, and you can only select, you know, one, so you just have to take the best option available.
Castro's first meeting on Assembly will be October 19th, following the municipal elections on the 6th. Castro has formed an opinion on one borough issue already. After filling out the required financial paperwork for elected borough officials, he says it's superfluous and unnecessary for a community of this size. The question will be on the ballots in the municipal election, and Castro says he will be voting for the exemption. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.